This is Daim Shabazz of the Chess Drum. We're in Atlantic City, New Jersey at the Millionaire Chess Open. They're actually, we have Millionaire Monday in progress. And also the open section is going into the last round, the ninth round. The rest of the sections have finished and have begun receiving their prizes. I have with me one of the players who is an African qualifier. He won the satellite tournament in Kenya. He is Wanchania Wachira, who's come all the way from Kenya to play in Millionaire Chess. So how's the experience been for you?
It's been a very good experience, and it's been worth the time.
So what kind of expectations did you have coming into Millionaire Chess? Were you looking for some result, or were you looking for, just for the experience, the playing experience, or were you looking to gain rating points or norms, or what was your idea?
I was hoping to win some rating points, but when I looked at the list of the players in the open section, I knew that it was going to be a tough tournament, yeah. So going into it, I knew that it was a tough day, and the games I've played so far have been quite tight, and I expected it.
So what has been the game that you would say that was your best game, most exciting game?
There was a game I played my second win. That was, I think, game four. Yeah, that was my best game.
Who was that against?
It was against Francisca Mesa.
Okay.
I managed to get him into a tricky position where I give up a pawn, and then I give up the exchange for an attack. I was a pawn down for quite some time, for about 8 to 10 moves. Then I later found a way to give up the exchange, and I managed to win the game. That was my best game.
Good. So have you met many of the other players here? Have you been able to make some contacts or build some friendships since you've been here?
Yeah, I've made a lot of contacts. Yeah, from the African continent, some of the players are based in the U.S., and the African players, I've talked to them, and I've been able to interact with them, and I know how they play their game, and it's been quite good, yeah.
So what else have you liked about being here in the U.S.? This is your first time, right? What has been your experience? I mean, even getting off the plane, seeing America for the first time, what has been your experience here?
Well, obviously, it's always been a dream for me to come to the U.S. Yeah, I know it's a developed country, but I think this is not what I expected. It's just too developed, I would say that. it's quite good. The people are very well hospitable, and it's nice. I would love to come back again.
So you're in Kenya, and in Kenya it's a very interesting country. I was there some years ago, and I also visited the chess players, Gathenchi Hinga and Mehul Gahio in Kimbari. And I know the Federation is going through some challenges, just like most federations, including the U.S., is going through challenges. Can you kind of give us an idea of maybe some positive things that are happening in Kenya?
When I look at our country's chess, I would say that we are going through a phase, but, we got challenges, and we have also the issues, and all this is brought about by the fact that the Kenyan Chess Federation is made up of a group of, I would say, a community that is growing. So the challenges, I think, are being brought about by the fact that we are developing, we are growing very fast, and all we have to do is we got to adopt this, and we've got to to keep it in our mind that things are changing and we need to do things in the right way. We need to get it right. We also have the government support these days, and that's not supposed to be taken lightly. So we need to follow the instructions from the government, because they want us to straighten up our act. They need us to get our act together. We need to align ourselves to the Sports Act by doing the audits and getting the office on doing the AGMs. These things, so that we can continue getting the assistance from the government. So I think the challenges are there, but you can tell even from the rating list. We have over 200 Kenyans who are rated. A few years back, we didn't even have more than 10 players. So it's because we are growing.
Yeah, maybe the growth is faster than the organization can maybe handle at this time, but it's a problem everywhere. It's a problem here in the United States, as rich as the country is, in terms of getting sponsorship and attracting interest in chess, because it's a different type of activity. It's really good that you've been able to play in this tournament. What kind of personal goals do you have as a chess player? You're a candidate master now, right?
Yeah, I'm a candidate master.
So you're looking to maybe get norms or, you know, titles down the line?
Well, you know, the good thing about chess is, it is physical, but not to the extent like most other sports. So when you get older in other sports, your body tends to tell you, hey, I can't do this. But you see, for chess, mainly it's a mind game. So with age, that experience is always a plus for you. So age is also a plus. So my goals is I would love to continue increasing my rating, taking it as high as I can. I believe even without a personal coach, I can get to about 2,200. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's still in the pipeline. I still have too much room to improve.
So what tournaments do you have planned for the future? Are there any local tournaments in Kenya coming up, or local tournaments in East Africa?
Yeah, we got a couple of tournaments coming up in Kenya. There is the Mombasa Open later in November, and we have the Tanzania Open in October. So there is also the national championships in Kenya. And I'm going to participate in all the later tournaments, so that at least I get my groove on.
Well, certainly, I mean, chess is something that we all can express ourselves in different ways. Did you get a chance to talk to Maurice much since you've been here?
Yeah, we've been talking, but you know, Maurice has been very busy in this tournament. We haven't had time to talk a lot, but he's keeping track of my performance. He keeps encouraging me, telling me to do my best, to do my all, and it's very encouraging. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you see him when he was in Kenya?
Yeah, we were with him. Yeah, I remember he was at the. He's the one who gave out the prizes, and we talked a lot. I remember the final round of the final round of the qualifiers. Yeah, he was the man who was commenting on the games, and it was a very good experience.
Well, he has shared that him being in Africa on that tour has changed his perspective in a lot of ways. He also visited Madagascar, and he was in South Africa as well. And as you know, he coached the Ivorian team in the Olympiad in Baku. And I think his vision is to maybe have more activity in Africa, you know, promoting chess, which is what he's done very well here. So you probably will be seeing more of Maurice. I don't know for sure, but it sounds like he has made that part of his overall mission. But thanks for the interview. I know you have yet another round to play, and you're trying to end on a positive note, and look forward to hearing more about Kenya, and hopefully you'll accomplish whatever goals that you set forth to do. This is Daim Shahbaz, and we're signing off.